How do we determine the difference between who we are as faithful believers and who other people are that begin to make up their own definitions of what church is and isn't? I thought we might look at a couple of the terms of these four terms or characteristics of the identifying of the church. And so in Ephesians 4, chapter 4, verse 4, we find here that Paul was doing some of this in helping to clarify who it is that the believers are and how these things are, and where he says there is one body and one spirit, even as we are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. In this short passage here, this begins to identify the unity that we have as being believers in Jesus Christ. I believe that one of the possibilities is that they were running into situations where people were saying there's more than one way to get saved, there's more than one way to in which we might be sanctified or whatever. And so this is part of that which is there. It refers to our unity in Christ Jesus. There is one. And so then I'd like to have you turn to Galatians chapter 3. In verse 26, we get down toward the lower part of the chapter. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized unto Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. Now, in this portion here, we find that there's the defining of the church as and the body of believers as being one in Christ. You are all one in Christ Jesus. Now, there had already been up to this point people who were saying, "Oh, wait a minute! Now, there's the Jewish way, and there's this way and that way, and." There's the Greek way and the Jewish way. They're trying to define it out as being something different. And we find this is being true today, even in our, among peoples that are coming even through here, people in the Katanning area, people, through the region. There's some people who are saying, well, in order to be saved, or in order to be a faithful one, you have to join Israel and become a member of Israel in some way or another. There really isn't a church as such, but they're defining things differently. We find this even over in the Ford City area. There's groups of people that are working on this. There's some people that say, well, there is no such thing as local churches. It's just one universal church and all kinds of stuff that is coming down the pike. What is being taught here in Galatians is very, very important. If you are a Christian, you have put on Christ. You haven't become a Jew. You put on Christ. And anyone who is of faith does this. And so, that's really in verse 26, as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Also in the last part of verse 28, you're all one in Christ Jesus. This is a very, very important principle that we have here that we need to understand that God has done some things that are different. And those who are of the faith are those who now put on Christ. This has happened since the resurrection. It's a very important principle we need to keep in our hearts and understanding. If we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, so that people begin to understand that the church is different from Israel, is different from the synagogue as such as that. There are some people who claim that the word church and synagogue in the New Testament are one and the same. This verse right here would help us to understand that's really not truth at all, and not in, especially not in Paul's mind. He says, "For I am the least of the apostles and am not meet to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God." Now, Paul was a Pharisee. He was one trained in the synagogue. He was the one who was defending the synagogue of Israel. And after the resurrection of Christ, he definitely persecuted those who were believers in Christ Jesus, who were in Christ Jesus, and the congregation of people who counted themselves as being in Christ Jesus. And this verse very clearly makes it plain that he persecuted the church of God because they were not the same as the synagogue, and that they were a people who were altogether different in the way they operated and the things that they did. And so, and I also would suggest, if you wanted to look further into this, that if you were to take the word synagogue in the New Testament and search all of the locations using the Strong's Concordance number, and find all that list of verses, and then take the list of churches, you would find that the people identified with these two words in the context of the verses, that you would find that they are not the same people being spoken of. And so there's clearly a difference that's involved here when we're talking about the church as being one body. It's not the same body as those who were of the synagogue. Now, some would say that the synagogue was, Paul went to the synagogue and attended in different locations and cities. But if you read the context and read it, what's involved there, when he went there as one who was trained as a Pharisee under Gamaliel, one of the finest teachers in all of Israel. And he used that training to go in and sit and to listen, but then before the period of time was done, whether it was the same meeting or whether it was a series of meetings that he began attending on the Sabbath, that it wasn't too long until he was thrown out because he said you had to be a believer in Jesus Christ, and he was the one who through whom there was salvation, and all of the prophecies pointed towards him, and those who are of faith from this point forward need to be in Christ Jesus. And I mean, he was thrown out. He was taken before different groups of people, and depending on the city, he was stoned at one point. And so to say that the church and the synagogue is the same thing in the New Testament just doesn't hold water at all. It becomes very plain if you do a little bit of detailed study on it. Let's see. The next verse I would like to go to is chapter 12, 1 Corinthians 12. This is one a passage which deals with the issue of the church can only be understood as a universal group of people worldwide, and there can be no distinction in a local level. This is kind of what people are saying. Why should I come and join your church? Well, I'm part of the church. 1 Corinthians 12. I must be in the wrong chapter. It must be chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 2. 1 Corinthians 1, 2. It starts out Paul being called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ to the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother. Unto, and this is who he's writing to, unto the church of God. But notice he's defining it by a location. And that location is Corinth. So, when we're talking about the church of God, it also includes the concept of the local church, and the local church is defined by a name of a town or a city location. In other places it would be the churches of Galatia. That would be like a county or a state, a small area, more like we would understand counties. And there would be, and it lists, it defines the term as C-H-U-R-C-H, was it E-S? S. churches. And so there's more than one. And this carries on the idea of local church. And it's also a local church based upon the idea of a city. And here is Corinth. To them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that are in every place, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Not only does he specify a location, but he also specifies that they are sanctified in Christ Jesus. And so this carries back the idea of the oneness, that they are in Christ Jesus himself. It's not through some other source of authority. It is only Christ Jesus who sets us apart or sanctifies us. And then called to be saints. The word sanctified and saints are very similar in the sense that it has to do with holy living and things that would be involved with that. Okay, I was right in going to chapter 12, but I was jumping over ahead of myself here. Chapter 12, verse 27. Okay, in 12:27 it reads, "Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God hath set some in the church, first apostles, second prophets, thirdly," and it goes on down the list. In this location, verse 27, who is it talking to? What's the word that identifies who they're talking to? It's ye. Okay. And if we're talking about ye, that's the, if you want to transliterate that to a more common word, it's you. And if it's, if he's talking to you and he's writing, who is he talking to? A group of people? Which ones? The people in Corinth, right. So he's saying you or ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. He's identifying them as being believers, and they're in the body of Christ. And when he's talking to, using the word ye, he's pointing out a specific people, it's not a worldwide people. It's not a people in general. And he's speaking to the people, that he's writing the letter to, and he's helping them to understand, that they are, and members in particular. The reason we know that this isn't a group of Corinth and Athens and Galatia and other locations involved in this, because it's written to a particular place, and the descriptions of their organization in verse 28, God has set some in the church as first apostles, second prophets, third teachers. When you do that, you're talking about a people in a locality, and within that particular locality, there's going to be certain ones who are identified with certain talents, skills, gifts, however you want to say this. You can't be saying this to a church in Katanning and a church in Pittsburgh and a church in Greensburg, and that's not how you can understand this and make any sense out of this. It has to be the same people in the same locality that you're going to be talking to, that God has set different ones apart for different tasks and skills and responsibilities within the local church. And so the oneness in this particular instance has to do with the local church. We find that there's a commonness perhaps in Katanning with Worthington, and as opposed to Union Baptist out there in the country and other places, but they all have people set apart for certain tasks and responsibility in the church. And so we have pastor, we have deacons, and we do have people who do some teaching and other things in the local church. But it would be very confusing and very difficult for us to say, well, here in Katanning is one, and then we have over in Worthington, we have the other. How do we get any continuity in the organization of the local church if we don't understand this to be like that? Because of the letter being written to these particular people, you, he's saying, we know that it's a locality that's involved here with this. I think I've run out of time, so let's as the Lord would give us opportunity, we might go into the idea of holy. There's a couple of ways I can enter that one in the days ahead, as the Lord would make it available. So I'm hoping this gives you a little bit of an idea concerning the local church. There is also what we would call the universal church, in the sense that everybody is born again in Christ Jesus. We are a people who are filled with the Spirit of God. There are characteristics wherever you go. If they are truly a Christian, you will find this characteristic of that would be in them in whatever location. But when it comes to organization in particular, the local church is the concept that we have to keep in mind and operate under. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that we could have this time to look into these scriptures and to bring back to remembrance some of the things that may well be we already know. But Father, help us as we remember these things, for there could well be challenges even in the immediate days by someone who would want to say otherwise. Father, thank you that we can gather here together and spend some time in prayer as each one would bring their heart before you. And I thank you for their willingness to come and to love you and to love their brethren even in this way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.